Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And I was thinking about one of the biggest reasons that men don't accomplish great things for the Lord. I mean, oftentimes the devil's often blamed for, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. You know, the devil's, to the joke, someone saw the devil crying right around outside around the corner of a church gathering. And someone asked him, "Why are you crying?" He said, "Because everybody in there is blaming everything on me." I mean, we can't blame everything on the enemy. But I think one of the biggest reasons why things are, you know, men don't do great things for God is not because of the enemy. It's because men, individual men, have small, limited thinking. Mm-hmm. They don't believe God for big. Very, very small. Many walk around with imagine the lid of a jar capped on top of them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like the roof of a house on top of them. That limits their ability to think outside of whatever cap they put over themselves, whether it be a roof, whether it be a lid of a jar that says my belief system, my thinking system, is only allows me to go, you know, I only have 11-foot ceilings here, so that's about it. I had 8-foot, I've increased it to 11-foot, but I've got a low pitch here. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing that I can believe for. And so as long as it flows within this genre, within this defined space, then I can handle it. It's all good. But the Bible says that as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a reality. It's very difficult to do something outside of what you've been believing. You know, if you've been believing that you can't, then you probably can. You know what I mean?
Right.
You're not going to shock the world and all of a sudden do something. But if you believe that you can, you probably will. How many times we have seen throughout history that the victory or the race didn't go to the most prepared, didn't go to the strongest, didn't go to the most financed, didn't go to the most intelligent, didn't go to the most talented, skillful person, but it went to the person who thought they could. The person who believed in themselves when nobody would believe in them. The person said, "I'm going to trust God, and I'm going to do it." Mm-hmm. They didn't trust in their abilities or lean on what they thought they knew. But they said, "I'm so far out here anyway." You know what I'm saying? Right. We might as well rip the roof off this place. We might rip the roof off. Let's have an open heaven here. And let's believe God for great and amazing things. The Bible says that life is but a vapor. We're literally here today, and I mean, gone practically tomorrow.
That's right.
Time just goes so fast. I used to stay out thought because I lived in New Jersey, and I thought it was just the New York minute, but my goodness, I'm in Florida, and it's going just as fast, if not faster. Mm-hmm. And when you're busy going all out for God, let me tell you something, it's just clicking by. But I think time in general is just speeding up. But if you don't step out and get that roof off of your thinking, if you take that roof off, there's a whole world of possibilities mm-hmm. out there. And look up at the stars. You've never been in an open field before. It's amazing what you can see when there are no buildings around. It's amazing how beautiful the sky and the clouds look when they're not blocked by trees and buildings and things like that. Mm. But if you get in the open field and you just kind of look up, the sky is beautiful. And it's especially beautiful at night. And just like that is in the natural, in your own life, there are so many possibilities. There's so many things to do and experience in God and for God. that many people never get a chance to do. They just don't do it. They don't do it. And the main reason is not because of the enemy. Mm-mm. It's because they have put these self-limiting thoughts that we've talked about on VFN Radio. They've kept the roof over their personal house. They've kept the jar twisted real, the lid real tight. And they said, I can only believe for this much. I've only got a 11-foot ceiling here. This is it. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't, you know, fall in this place, then I don't have it. And listen, Jesus didn't die on the cross so that we can have a cute and comfortable life. I mean, really, when you think about that, I mean, Jesus dies on the cross, brutal. I mean, a brutal death. Mm-hmm. He didn't die for us to be comfortable. He didn't die for us to you know, enjoy just, you know, this comfortable air-conditioned life. But he died on the cross to save us from our sins. He paid the price to redeem us, and he saved us from something, sin, death, hell, eternal damnation, but he also saved us to something. And he saved us to himself. That's what he saved us to. He saved us to himself. If you didn't know this, you are bought with a price.
Yeah.
And it's God's precious, precious blood. And the word tells us that whoever has been forgiven much loves much. And when we come back from this break, we're going to talk more about taking the roof off and understanding, having a paradigm for what God has done for us. And it's not about us having this comfortable, cozy life and just, you know, mosey along here until we get to heaven. But it's about ripping off the roof, off these self-limiting thoughts, and stepping out into the realm of impossibilities without God, and believing God for great things in this generation. And we're talking about taking the roof off, taking the jar lid off of small thinking, and believing God mm-hmm. for something big. Listen, you're passing through this life at blazing speed, and you want to do something. You want to do something in your generation for God. And you don't want to look back with regret and say, why didn't I step out? Why was it that I just stayed with this roof covering my thoughts and I didn't allow any other ideas or any other concepts? And when I felt the promptings and the leadings of the Lord to do this and step out to do that, I said, oh, no, I can't do that. I sing, but I'm not that good. You know, I can teach, but, you know, I can't teach that good. I can do this, but I don't. I'm not sure. Well, I don't have any talents, and you don't do anything. Mm-mm. You don't do nothing. And we're talking about how Jesus Christ didn't die on the cross so that we can be just all comfortable and cozy. He died because he saved us from sin, right. And he saved us to himself
for a purpose.
For a purpose. For a destiny. So that we, the life that we live now, we would live for him forever. And the thing about being forgiven much, those who have been forgiven much, and really everyone has been forgiven much, I think it's for those who understand that they have been forgiven much. You know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. you don't know how much God has done for you? I mean, you don't, that doesn't register there? I mean, you know, God has forgiven everyone a lot.
Yeah.
But for those that understand how much God has forgiven them, they love much. They love much. And when that love wells up on the inside of them, you just can't help to have an overwhelming sense of gratitude, an overwhelming sense of appreciation. Have you ever wondered that when someone is really grateful, you ever help somebody out in a really, really moment, a huge moment in their life of great need, and you show up on the spot and you're able to help them, have you ever noticed that how gracious people are? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. You know, no problem, man. No. Thank you. Thank you. You have no idea. You came right at the spot. You just have no idea how I needed that. And I got to pay you back. I got to do something for you. You're like, no, don't worry about it. No. I insist. What do you need? Can I get you something? Is there something I can do for your family? Okay, if I can't do something for you, can I bless your child? What? I got to do something here. There's no way. You have no idea. But you helped me. You helped me, and that my only natural response is show you some sort of gratitude and appreciation. These words are not enough. I can tell you I thank you for a long period of time, but I got to do something to show my appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
And we sense that. It just wells up on the inside of us, and it's like we love God so much, and this gratitude wells up on the inside of us that should cause us to say, God, I want to do something for you. That I'm just not content with being saved. I'm just not content with you saving me and my destination being in heaven. But Lord, I love you so much. I want to serve. I want to do for you whatever it is that you would have me to do. And that I'm willing to do whatever it takes so that I can be prepared to be used. Whatever that is. Because at the end of the day, God, I love you so much that if I spent the rest of my life saying thank you, I don't have enough lifetimes to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's time. It's time to step out, to take the roof off, and to believe, God, that you can do great and awesome things for him. You know, great and awesome things don't necessarily have to be great and awesome things on the side of men. But it's great and awesome in the sight of God. It's time to live outside of the realm of your possibilities. The reason why that roof exists over your thinking is because you only attempt to do the things that you feel comfortable, the things that you feel are possible within your reach. But God's never called you to do what was possible. God's always called you to do what was impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not possible to do it on your own. That's the whole idea. If it was possible, you wouldn't need him.
That's right.
But God's called us to do the things that we cannot do on our own, that we have to be fully dependent upon him. Listen, if you're doing everything and everything's all comfortable and all cool, and maybe you haven't stepped into the realm of impossibility yet. Maybe you're still doing everything under the roof. God's saying, raise the roof. Take the roof off. I don't know what these guys are talking about. Well, listen, the roof is still on. When you peel back the roof, you go in the realm of the supernatural. I think about what happened to Sarah, Abraham's wife, in Genesis 18. And this is so interesting because in Genesis 18, the Lord's telling Abraham, then the Lord said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now, Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, as she kept the roof over her thinking.
Mm-hmm.
After I'm worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I am old? And this is the verse 14. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Have you been stuck thinking that this is just too hard? This is going to cost way too much. This is well beyond my ability. I have not been trained for this. I don't have any education in this. Mm-hmm. I don't have any skill set in this. This is well beyond my capability.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God's not asking you. Whether you're capable.
He knows you're not capable.
Hello.
That's the point.
He wants you to come to the place of impossibility to raise the roof. Because he says, is anything too hard for you? It may be hard for you, but it's not hard for the Lord. Matthew 19:26 says that with man, listen, this is impossible. It's impossible if you try to go it alone. But with God, all things are possible. Listen, God is looking for a people that are willing to step on out and to say, God, I've only got this one life left. I've only got this one life, only life. I don't have more lives. You know, this is it. I only got this one life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know how much time I have left. But the time that I do have, I don't want to get caught up in the things of this world. I don't want to get caught up in comfortable living. I don't want to get caught up in complacency. I don't want to get caught up in religion, having a form of godliness, but I don't not have the passion, not have the fire, not have the love. God, I don't want to be caught up in working a job or career just so that I can have a retirement. It's like, God did not call me for this. God didn't call you for this, right? But maybe you're willing to want to say, God, I am today pulling out the crowbar. I'm ordering the wrecking machine, you know. Mm-hmm. I am ripping this roof off, and I'm willing to step on out today and to dream, look into the stars, look into the supernatural, and believe great things for you. I'm willing to say that if not now, when, and if not who, right, who, me, and I'm willing to step on out and say, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to look for what I'm able to do, but I'm going to look at what you're able to do through me. Don't allow that roof to stay on your thinking. Don't allow that jar lid to come up, press on tight. Loosen that thing up and dare to believe to do great and powerful things for the Lord. Invest what you have. Remember that God is not looking for your ability or your inability. He is looking for your availability, your total dependency, and your trust in him. Raise the roof and do something for God. We're talking about raising the roof. We're talking about get that stinking thinking, you know, out of there and take the roof off of your thinking so that you can actually believe God for something more, something bigger than just what's flying, you know, right above outside your head, you know what I'm saying? Two feet of space there. And we talked about how God introduced an idea to Abraham and Sarah, more than an idea, his will.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, what? If you constantly are looking at things in the natural, I mean, does any of this make sense in the natural? You know what I mean?
No.
Does it make sense? So many things that have, listen, I can't figure it all out. I can't even do simple math, much less try to figure out the stars and everything else.
Yeah.
It's just better to say, God, you know what? Whatever you want to do, I'm going to agree with it. And I'm not going to look at things in the natural, but I'm going to step out into the areas of impossibilities.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just feel, I'm sitting here and I'm like, wow, you know, you're reading my mail. You know, I remember not long after I first came to the Lord, and I saw these people around me who were doing things for God, and I looked at myself, and I'm like, God, I don't have any talents. Mm. I remember there was a specific teaching that I heard that was talking about talents, investing your talents, you know, and when you don't invest your talents, the scripture talks about that
even what you do have will be taken from
right.
you, basically.
Right, if you don't invest it, right.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember saying, I think I was with Pat at the time, and we were talking about it, and like, man, I don't have any talents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to do something, but I'm looking at my life, and I'm like, I don't know how to do nothing.
Right.
You know, and
I can hang a sheetrock.
Right.
Maybe I'll be a builder for the Lord.
Right. Yeah, right.
Oh, and I did.
Yeah,
we did.
Oh,
many
yes.
times. You know, but I wanted to do something for God.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember not
did long, you have that overwhelming sense of gratitude because you didn't know God before, and it's like God invaded your world and did so much for you.
Right. Yeah, he's done numerous, uncountable things, you know. And I just remember, you know, I wanted to do something, but what can I do? There's nothing. I was just stuck in this place of, you know, I can't. You know, like you were talking about, I can't do, or I don't know how to do.
Right.
And, but then when it, then I was approached to do something, well, okay.
Maybe I can do that.
Maybe I can do that. You know, and,
But did you have full confidence at that time, or was
no?
It like,
I had no Every time I went to go do it, I'm like, man, is this right? Am I going to mess this up? You know, oh my goodness! You know, here I am.
Do they know who they asked?
Yeah, right. Do they have any idea who they're? and I remember that, but it was this honor, of being able to do something, but at the same time, it's this fear that you don't want to mess it up. And then eventually it grew. You know, God just continued.
But prior to that, what did you say? That there was this roof that was over your mind.
My mind, right.
That you couldn't do.
Right, that's what I was saying. I couldn't do. Mm-hmm. You know, there was this thing that was over me that I couldn't do, that I don't have any talents, you know. God doesn't know who he's talking
obviously
about.
Obviously, he made a mistake.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it was just this. I was stuck where I was at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, under like you're talking about, under this roof.
Can you see a lot of people today in the same type of predicament?
Yeah, because I've been able to share their stories. Like, man, you know, I'm in the same boat with Paz. Like, computer, what is that? You know, I didn't know how to, you know, turn on a computer. What, you know, I had no idea. But once I stepped out, you know, God taught me this later on, and what you're talking about was, but once I stepped out and I said, yes, I'll do it, you know, that's part of that, the crowbar you're talking about. I'm prying off that roof. Yeah. Once you say yes, I'm going to do, but it's with God's grace, you know, and his mercies that, and him speaking into my life that gave me the ability to begin to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the scripture that's in, I believe it's in Genesis, or no, Exodus, one of the books there. You know, when God called the Israelites to go build the tabernacle, and God, what's that?
It's in Exodus.
Yeah, and God gave, the word says that God gave the ability to those who were willing to go do the work.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have the ability to do it, but once they said yes, he gave them the ability to do it.
He filled them up.
Yeah, he filled them up.
Right.
And that's what I look back in my life, and once I said yes, Lord, I'll do it.
All right, you took the lid off of your thinking.
Right.
Allow God to pour in what he wanted.
Right. Because you get stuck in your own mind.
Yeah.
Thinking that you can't, but you know what? Like you're talking about, we can't do it. We can't do it without God.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, it was for that purpose that Jesus died. You know, it was just to give us purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I took that crowbar, like you're talking about, and pried it off and said, yes, Lord, he began to pour in and gave the abilities to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still to this day, you know, and
is he still pouring in?
Oh, he's still
every day.
Daily.
Well, that's what you call living under an open heaven. That's the whole thing, you know. If you have brass ceiling over your head, and people say, "I just want security," what you really say is you're just fearful. You know, I just keep it under this roof. Just keep it under this roof. Do you realize that the roof is only 5 feet? You know, it's only 5 feet there. You know, you got not much walking room, not much breathing room there.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you take the roof off,
right.
You know, it provides you to live under an open heaven of believing God, and for God for pouring in, and for you to crying out, and for you to envision seeing more.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so it was just, it's been an exciting trip, you know. This experience has been so awesome. And God just, like we're saying, God just continues to pour in. And the things that he has me do now is like...
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. You know, and I'm asked to do things, and I don't know how to do that. but once I go in, I mean, this happens all the time. You know, I'm asked to do certain things, and I'm like, well, I don't know how to do that. Right. But then God will give me a word of knowledge and show me. I remember that it happened not too long ago with a particular video. I was trying to do this, you know, an effect on a video, trying to do this thing, and like, I don't know how to do it. I can't wrap my brain around this. Mm-hmm. And then I just began to pray about it. God, I need you. I need you to show me how to do this. Mm-hmm. And it was just like this mega pop.
Mega pop.
Like,
yeah,
a mega pop. It was like, this is how it was like a fast forward movie just went right before my eyes. Do this, and this.
All right.
And I was like, I know how to do it.
All right.
Wow. It was just like that. It was just this huge download. Mm-hmm. And it's just so exciting. I mean, you're living in that daily, and it's just so exciting. And but giving the credit to God for it,
mm-hmm,
you know, that's so important. Because once you start, if you try to take credit for it, mm-hmm, man, it's going to all come crashing down. That roof,
that's right.
Here comes that. You know,
I think you're carrying it.
Right.
Like, you're balancing all this stuff.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And yep. To think about it, you said from not knowing how to turn on a computer to you're just not doing like simple things. You're producing.
Uh-huh.
Video. You're editing. Yeah. It's not like, you know,
multimedia.
You're not playing in coloring or nothing. You're not playing. You're not playing solitaire. We're not talking about playing solitaire.
It's not crayons.
No, not crayons. You're doing, you know, some very serious things.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. But it took, you know, you saying yes to God, mm-hmm, and raising the roof and saying, I'm not going to stay stuck in what I can't do. I mean, listen, right, you know, what can we do? And really, that's the dangerous thing. The dangerous is always those who always think they can do something. Like, you know,
mm-hmm,
no, just put that down. Put that gift down. Just come right. Bring yourself, you know. Or
right, here's a broom.
Here's
a dustpan.
Right.
Start doing something. Right.
Exactly. Start somewhere.
Start somewhere. And what you'll see is that if you submit that all to the Lord, you take the roof off of limited thinking, and you step out in the realm of impossibilities on your own, but all possible with God, you'll see God show up every single time. It's called faith, faith to do. And if you miss these segments on VFN Radio, we want to encourage you. Listen, type in the word faith. Go to VFNTV.com and go to the torch. And when you go to the torch, in the right-hand corner, you'll see a search bar or a search area where you can type in the word faith. Listen, there's so much on faith right now. It'll stir you up. We've got complete faith, the law of incubating faith, faith to do. I'm telling you, it will encourage you. But I think about what happened with Abraham as well, because you come to a place where maybe you're hopeless and you think, you know, again, if you would have stayed in that place of I can't, there's no hope for me, then you wouldn't have done anything. What would your life be like today? Right. And so many people are stuck there. You're just stuck. You refuse to take that lid off. But mm-hmm, if you do, you see a whole world of possibilities that are there. But I think about in Romans 4, where the Word of God says that against all hope, Abraham in hope believed. Against all hope. It may seem hopeless to you. Maybe you're not the best reader. You know, maybe you're challenged physically. Maybe you don't have the greatest memory. But listen, against all hope, in hope, Abraham believed, and so became the father of many nations, just as it had been said of him, so shall your offspring be. And without weakening in his faith, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. Yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God, being fully persuaded that God had the power to do what he had promised. Mm. Abraham had realized, I'm not going to do all this thing, even though I have to get involved in the process. Mm-hmm. You know, he had to get involved.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why he was like, I am a little old. I'm facing the fact here. And it's okay to face some facts, but remember this, that God's truth always supersedes facts. So you can always acknowledge a fact, but God's truth transcends a fact. And the truth here for Abraham was that God can do this.
Mm-hmm.
He was fully persuaded that God can do what he said he was going to do. And that's what we want to encourage you today, is that, listen, you can do it. You can do it, but you're not going to be able to do it if you think otherwise. And God, listen, we only have just a small vapor of time here on this place called Earth. And when I see him, when you see him, don't you want to hear those, well done, my good and faithful servant. And I think about the parable that you talked about, Chris, about the talents and about those that invested and those that didn't invest. Listen, he's coming back for a return on the investment. Mm-hmm. And he's going to say, why didn't you raise the roof?
Right.
Why didn't you raise the roof? We can.
He threw him out. Who didn't invest.
Yes. Well, listen, let's get those crowbars out. let's take the lid off the jar lid off of our minds. And let's open up and see a whole new world of possibilities in God and step out and do great things for Him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.